Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to a very special episode of Plumbing the Depths. This one's special because you're listening to it.
That's right. You're special to us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Every individual special.
And let me just say, before we introduce...
No. Let's go down. Special. Individual.
Everyone is special, but you, Plumbing the Death Star, you're specialer. And we here at Plumbing the Death Star, before we even get into anything, we'd just like to say thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your service. You're braver than any U.S. Marine by listening to Plumbing the Death
Star. And if you are a U.S. Marine...
Whoa, you gotta be so freaking brave. Yeah, you are the specialest specialer there ever been special.
And I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is the podcast where we ask the important questions. And if this is your first episode, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
You're special.
You're special.
And yeah, all of them are like this. Yeah. And today's very important question is, which would be the hardest fictional company to run?
Well, okay, immediately out the gate, I'm thinking Weyland Yutani.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you, before you Google it, listeners, don't worry, we'll explain it. It's the cunts from Alien.
You know the cunts who want an alien real bad?
There's pieces of shit. They're like, if we get an alien, we can.
And that's why I think it'd be
step one, get an alien. Step two, question mark.
I just imagine me with the alien in a glass tube freaking out inside, and I'm looking at it with my like finger on my forehead, like, what, and then it just acid bloods the tank. I'm like, okay. Why did we, to what end?
We've got an android, we've made an android,
David.
We've got an android.
We got these awesome androids,
we've got Bishop, we've got Adam.
Adam, yeah, those are our androids, plus more. And you know what? I'm hearing this mining colony that I'm funding the expedition to, possibly.
Ash.
Ash. They found a fucked up alien that can't die, bleeds acid, makes people, impregnates people with further aliens, and I want it for the company.
Well, Guy Pearce, he played Weyland,
and
he wanted immortality.
Yes.
He founded Weyland for, but then Yutani come in by Weyland Company. And they make Weyland Yutani for...
Well, we make many things, but the main thing we want is an alien.
Well, I guess if... Okay, so it's Weyland Yutani Bailey now.
Bailey's come in.
I've come in after the failures of the Weyland Yutani. I've got to clean up their mess.
Yeah, you're
killed Ripley?
What? She's the one girl what can fight the alien!
Yeah, she can
You're
fight.
A bunch of boobs! That's me in the board meeting.
Did you at least put an alien in her? That's what killed her!
Oh, no, I looked at it like my notes for the meeting. Put aliens in people. Good idea. Does that happen?
Have we tried an alien resurrections?
Clone her, impregnate, have like a human alien baby?
Yeah.
That went really wrong too. Ah, fuck! Can I just take a moment to step outside? Stepping out into the hallway and just...
I'm really big! Barely, you fucked it up again! They've always said you're gonna fuck it up and you fucked it! You fucked it!
You're a world idiot!
But I like, obviously.
All of your fucking life savings, Jackson! And you bought this company!
What did you think? This is why you do research beforehand! I'm freaking out! I'm freaking out! freaking, it's like a glass screen so they can see me. I'm freaking blah, I'm throwing up against the glass. Stepping back inside. Thank you so much for that.
Sorry, I had to take a call.
I had to take a call outside.
I had to get my thoughts in order.
So putting them inside just anyone doesn't work. It's not just Ripley, anyone that gets the alien inside it.
And they're like, yeah, it kills them.
That's all right. No,
so why did we want the alien?
Can you just remind me of Weyland Yutani's? There was two people. Yep. Just how? Why the previous? We wanted to collect the aliens.
Well, for so okay, you're running a mega corporation.
Hell
and you
yeah.
run the human colonies outside the solar system, and you no one's really want a xenomorph so that it can be exploited as a biological weapon without regard for the obtainer's life. So that's kind of what you want. You want to make a biological weapon. Suddenly you're like, yeah, xenomorphs, that's...
So is the idea that I... Bored. the idea that we put these aliens on, like, a planet full of guys we hate?
Yeah, they are a biological weapon.
And then when
Do
we...
Do you have any planets full of guys you hate, though?
Me personally?
Yes, you personally. Because for you to want this... Why?
It's funny for me to look down and be like, I don't have any planets I hate, but we have all these aliens. We got to put them somewhere.
We're going to have to, I guess, find planets I hate.
We're
going
to have to pick a planet? But also, remind me, when the aliens have killed everyone on the planet, how do we get them? How do we get them back?
While we
we don't.
Yeah, that's how we breed. That's why we breed them.
But don't they breed by impregnating other life forms?
Yeah. Like a cow. A dog, human.
Okay, well, how about
predator?
This?
Predator.
Do we have any predators?
No. Every time they come to Earth, they find our mightiest warrior and murder them.
Okay.
Well, sometimes it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He lived.
Next time a predator
Glover,
comes down.
No, Danny Glover, he lived. Donald Glover, they haven't met.
Yeah. Do the predators have, do they interact with the aliens at all ever?
Yeah, there was an alien versus predator once.
Well, if the predator comes back again, did you let me know?
Well, there might be, there was something to do with pyramids, I think.
Yeah. Look into the pyramids.
Look into the pyramids. And if the predator spaceship lands, give him my card and I'll have a meeting. Set up a meeting with the predator.
80% sure that Jesus was a predator? What do you call them? The guys that looked after the Xenomorphs.
Prometheuses. Prometheus.
Pretty sure that was... So their depictions of Christ are not a handsome man, but actually should have been an 8-foot, really big, muscular blue man.
This is a lot to learn. My first day on the job.
First day running the job.
Yeah, and so the Christ... The fact that he's Christ, do we have it? How is that relevant to the aliens?
I just remember that.
The engineers made him, maybe. Or he was an engineer.
Who were the...
Christ, he was an engineer, I think.
Writing down in my notepad, Christ engineer, equals engineer?
Or then maybe the,
question mark?
Give Christ something, and that's... Because there is a line in Prometheus.
Yeah, no, Prometheus implies that the engineer was Christ.
Okay.
Because they're like... He's not been this, something like he's not been this angry, or like they left Earth 2,000 years ago. Because people crucifies him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy.
I mean, if
nailing
you were,
an engineer to the cross is pretty hectic.
Like,
it's
if you bold. Were again, like an ancient Roman and then you see a giant, very muscular,
they did the right
Who
thing.
Who are you? Well, I'm not the son of God.
Everyone thinks you are.
So we're going to crucify you.
Okay.
I am what you say I am. Oh, I'm going to crucify you extra hard.
You're
now.
Done.
Would he be speaking Nazarene or would he be speaking...
Did they have an engineer like... Look, it's not relevant to the company.
No.
How many aliens do we have on hand?
You personally? is in control of or do you...
just
around?
Well, are there any...
Because zero and more less more than zero, I think.
Yeah. You control zero. A lot.
Okay. How many expeditions currently do we have going to isolated mining planets to find more aliens?
Can you remind us what year this is? Is it Alien or Aliens? Or is it Alien 3 or is it Aliens Resurrection?
Yeah, I really need to know.
Yeah, I love just me like the going on the Alien Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, the bioweapon division. Mm. It's like the special department of the Weyland-Yutani Corporation, which dealt with the research and development of biological and bioweapons. Mm. One of their primary goals was to obtain a facehugger, a mature xenomorph, mm-hmm. or a chest burster, which were preferred in some cases because they were easier to sneak past quarantine within the hosts. Their attempts to get one frequently involve lying or putting lives at risk just for their goals. Alan Ripley would inevitably become a threat to this division after foiling every single one of the attempts to acquire a xenomorph. The work of this division was still carried out by the United Systems military after the corporation's demise and would later fail of Ripley 8, a clone of the original.
Yeah, Alien Resurrections.
I do like that. It just doesn't say why.
Because here's the problem with using aliens as a bioweapon.
There's Ripley's.
Well, well, that's no good. But also, all that makes is more aliens.
Yeah.
You drop aliens onto a planet full of guys you hate, you've just got guys you hate who are stronger and aliens now.
Yeah.
So that's
it just
bad.
Seems strange to be like, I have a biological weapon of alien.
Yeah.
And then I wipe out a bunch of guys I hate that were arguably easier to kill than the alien.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do we do once the alien... Do we have something in place?
Do I have
to put something in place?
Yeah, then you got to send predators down. Yeah.
Well, that meeting with the predators, Tito. Thanks so much for coming. Take a seat. Okay. Can I offer you a cup of tea?
We'll give you a little scenario right now. Okay, you have in control. We'll give you, like, say, a dozen eggs.
Oh, no.
Of facehuggers. And there's a planet full of guys you hate.
Mm. Okay.
What's your move?
So...
They've made a big... sign that says "Fuck you, Jackson. We hate you."
Yeah. Finally, some reason to use these eggs I've had in the office for so long. Okay, I guess.
Yep.
Maybe we Trojan horse them. So we say, "Hey, here's a beautiful spaceship full of some kind of like it's a like
who's
a,
flying the spaceship down?
An android, because they don't matter.
Okay.
and we make androids.
Yep.
Oh yeah, you do.
Okay, actually. What if we put the aliens in the androids?
Mm. What do you mean?
Like the egg or the hugger?
Can we put the facehugger in an android? If they shoot their alien jizz down an android's throat, what happens?
The facehugger tries to latch on and they're like...
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
You can put the egg in there.
Yeah.
You can make the android have like a...
little incubation.
Incubation tom.
Okay, yeah. Pot-bellied androids.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I guess...
Pot-bellied sex droids.
Yeah.
Sent down to the planet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing it's like the planet like, full of guys that you hate, but also you want them gone so that you can mine the resources.
But then I would never use aliens.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. You want to kill them and you want
to,
like,
it's so funny for me to, like, wipe out the planet, but, like, the population with aliens and then being like, well, yeah, send the mining team down. They're sorry, Jackson?
Well, could you send a mining team of androids down?
Yeah, because androids can't get fucked to death or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
I guess.
Why not? Why are we not doing that? This company's a mess.
Maybe we should burn all
Why do we
animals?
Have any employees? Why is it not all androids?
Well, someone's going to make the androids.
Well, yeah, we got a factory.
There's a bunch of employees to make the first set of androids and then make further
then
androids.
Then the androids keep making themselves.
Yeah.
And then we send them mining to get more material for androids.
To make more androids.
And we got heaps and heaps of androids. We don't even need the aliens. Can we incinerate them or something?
I guess
you need, for that you need to clone a bunch of Ripleys.
Okay, we clone a bunch of Ripleys. They kill the aliens. We kill the Ripleys. We make only androids from here on out.
What if you made, like, androids, but, like, who thought they were Ripley?
We could do that. Then they can't get face-hugged.
Yeah.
Whatever. I just don't need the aliens. This is a worthless endeavor, and I don't understand it.
Like,
this is the most annoying thing to come into this business to find that it's based around a killing machine.
It's just like, okay, Weyland-Yutani, do you understand the term throwing good money after bad? Because that's all you've been doing here. First off, has anyone stopped to be like, why do you want these aliens?
Like, would not a lion be better? You know?
Yeah, or just some kind of, I don't know, gas?
Like a gun? We got guns.
Yeah. If you gave an android a gun...
We've given androids guns.
But did that not work? Did the android need to be unkillable and full of poison?
Everybody in this room is laid off. But yeah, first rule of business, you're all fired.
You're all fired.
Oh, you're fired.
Because you've been running this, like, fucking clown, okay? Didn't realize I'd enrolled in a clown college when I bought Weyland Yutani, but clearly I have. Okay? Fucking put your red noses on the table and honk your way out of this room. Jesus Christ.
Y'all make me sick.
Hiring fucking aliens.
Give me your endless scarves and your clown shoes. Yeah. Put them on the table and get the fuck out.
We've got a little tiny car for you. All get the fuck out of here. All fucking 50 of you fucking clown-faced fucks.
Who came in here, thought I was... I didn't know I was wearing a top hat and a coat and tails with a big whip. Didn't know I was running a fucking circus. Thought I was running a megacorp.
Fucking I should have twigged when I said, like, hello, it's me, Jackson Bailey, the new CEO, and you all just went, What did I think?
Did your previous boss, when you walked in here, did he just have a big thing that says, hi, I'm a fuckhead?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You make me sick.
Look, I think, yes, firing
the entire company.
Start
that
the...
does make running a company hard.
Yeah.
But now it's just me and the big tank full of aliens. That's a flashback to me standing in front of it, scratching my forehead, being like, now what do I do with the...
Yeah. So I think the moment you come into running, say, Weyland Yutani, after all of like aliens has happened, you are being like, and we're doing this war.
What? To what end? How does this make sense as a bioweapon? Mm. And like, are we... Do we want to control the aliens? Is this a Jurassic World situation where we can be in charge of them and have a gun that shoots a laser that the alien wants to get? Is that what's happening here?
You know when you got a gun and then you got a gun instead, but it's, instead of firing bullet, it fires a laser that points a dinosaur at so that you have the shot, but instead of firing it, you have the gun
like
laser.
The rapt- is that yeah, the is plan? That good? Instead of inventing a gun that shoots raptors, we make a gun that... alerts raptors?
Is this
asinine?
Yeah. This is stupid. You know what? Give me the bullet gun.
That's what we're making from now on, bullet guns.
None of this, like, summon a raptor.
I'm a genius.
I'm the cleverest man alive. Yeah, my own... Okay, once I've fired everybody from Weyland Yutani, the only problem I have is what to do with all these aliens.
Well, I guess you just do nothing with them and just hope that they don't get out.
I hope they die of old age.
What kills an alien?
Can eggs die of old age?
Because you did...
Two search terms in your company.
How do I test if an alien egg is, like, rotten?
Yeah.
Putting it in a big, like, jug of water. Now, if it floats...
What does that mean? It doesn't really feel like a typical egg. It's pretty squishy. That's good as well, like a bunch of alarms blaring because I've taken it out of its container. Boo, boo, danger, danger, danger. But there's no employees to tell me off because I fired everyone. Dunking it in the water, it falls into the tank and just explodes out with a face hugger. Maybe it'll drown.
I'm sitting there watching it.
Oh!
It's just like slamming into the like the thin plexiglass. Being like, that'll hold.
Well, I might retire to my office, I think.
Quickly.
I think this is a big day for me.
Doors close. Yeah, I just on the security camera. Yeah. What's it doing? Little face hugger goes to the other eggs.
They all explode out. Just driving.
Is it like one of them turtles that like alerts the other turtles to come out now? If so, fuck.
Get it? Just driving my car out of the big megacorp building and security, and the security guard being like, "You're leaving early, boss."
Just going for a lunch meeting.
I got a meeting in town. Far away. I'm actually I'm flying away. It's off planet.
Hey man, just sitting in your house, like watching security cameras as these face huggers crawl up, go, oh yeah, getting a corking gun out, just like on the doors.
Yeah, I think I'll just be just going online, another search term, how to sell a company. Anybody want Weyland Yutani Bailey? You want to chuck your name on there? Because it's
going
cheap. It's going good.
It's going really cheap. Good. It's really good at the moment. So if anybody wants it, it's yours. At the security terminal being like, do you know a guy, any like service that like, can blow up a building? Or, like, is that like a thing, you know? Like, I don't know, just out of curiosity. Do you need a building blown up, boss? Maybe. I might. I really might.
Quickly.
ASAP on that if we could get a...
But I need need some guarantees. No survive.
Yeah. We're sort of a scorched earth situation.
Do you know a guy?
Do you know anybody that I can call? Like, if you got a phone number for that? Looking behind myself at the building. Something wrong, boss? Maybe.
In love with you? Potentially, yeah.
I think I should, instead of speaking of scorched earth, probably should have fired everyone, is what I've learned. You live and learn, man, is the thing.
Facehugger is just like attaching onto the rats in the walls.
Yeah, you live and learn. You make some mistakes in life, and anyway, you have a really good night.
How small does an animal have to be for a facehugger to hug?
Well, I think if it was a rat, surely it would just explode. The rat.
Yeah,
because it's about the size of a. It's like a. I don't know.
Because I know, like, they get onto a dog.
Yeah.
They never get onto the cat. The cat just hates it.
Cat's too small. I think the cat's the minimum size.
Okay.
Well, dog's minimum
size. Just under the minimum size. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Just one. So, look, the facehuggers probably crawl around inside Weyland Yutani, get some janitors.
Yeah.
Security
guards.
The people you forgot to fire.
Yeah. And then I don't know what consequences I suffer because the world has ended.
Well, that world. I mean, that planet. World or planet, you could just kind of... Well,
it was four guys you hated.
Yeah. You could kind of just maybe wipe that one off the star charts.
Yeah, exactly.
And be like, question mark, ooh, there was never a planet
there's
there.
Surely another planet that has another Weyland Yutani building on it, and I just turn up there, and they're like, what about the one from your planet? And I'm like, I liquidated the whole building.
Yeah, what planet?
What planet? Check your star charts.
I'm from here.
I always have been, actually. Yeah,
this is my passport or whatever. As you can see, I'm a born, what's the country called?
Colonel Jackson Bailey.
Yeah. Always lived here.
Always born here. Love this. What's it called again?
Oh yeah, I got big. Love this planet prize. You don't have any aliens on this planet, do you?
Well, I think that's the problem of coming into owning of this bigger company. Is like all the hidden aliens.
Yeah,
like that's the biggest. That is the real hurdle of this company. Is like you have. A culture of this company coming in to be like, well, we're getting some fucking xenomorphs.
We need some xenomorphs. Because every time they've tried to get the xenomorphs, it's gone badly for them. So now it's a bee in their bonnet that they need more xenomorphs. And I bet not only will there be xenomorphs somewhere at Weyland Yutani, there will also be a bunch of expeditions to xenomorph planets. The whole company's built around it.
What you're doing, if you're coming in as a CEO being like, or the new CEO to be like, well, we are putting an end to this, you're going to get some sniveling little Paul Reiser motherfucker who's going to be just like, you know, kind of work his way up to basically put two in the head of you to be like, well, now we're running it and we're getting more aliens.
Yeah.
So the problem is like, you got two prongs. You got like
the alien prong, yeah.
And then you got the fuckers who just want to keep collecting aliens.
Yeah. What about if I start breeding the aliens with cows?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For docility. I make docile, like, you know, obviously they want the aliens. We give them what they want.
Why would you want docile aliens?
Because I don't want aliens at all.
Yeah.
And then we can harvest them for the delicious meat.
Or they'll just be like, well, we don't want these aliens anymore.
You just made worse cows.
Yeah.
Full of acid.
Yeah, you milk them.
You milk them, you burn the pail you're milking them into. People keep looking at you and being like, what was the end goal
and
here?
You're like, oh, I love getting milk straight from a cow's titty.
Everybody's like, Mr. Bailey, you claim that Weyland Yutani milk is safe for consumption publicly. Could you show us that? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And I squeeze it into a glass. The glass shatters in my hand. Well, better go straight to the source.
Actually, I think I've got another glass in my office. I'll be back.
And the security. Hey, do you know... like anyone that can
plumb a building?
Plumb a building?
No, like, I'm talking like scorched earth.
Scorched earth actually might need to be for the whole planet for this one.
Yeah. Is anybody like, I don't know, delete live feeds?
Yeah.
I need that one.
There's a lot of people that really want me to suck a nutter, and I don't know if I can. I think if I drink from that udder, I might die, if I'm honest with you. But I've made a lot of promises. Yeah. There's a lot of alien milk in schools. Pretty nervous. Pretty nervous right about now.
Made a lot of deals, made a lot of money.
Do you know anybody, forget the burning a building, how to make a new identity? It's like, you got any idea what the, is that something a fella could do?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, maybe like Bax and Jaylee is a good name for me going forward.
Like, look, you gotta be honest with me. If I shave my head.
Yeah.
Would you recognize me?
If I was a complete... Like, give me a second.
I'm just going to pull my head... Like, if I pull my hair, my hands by my hair, like this, pull it back, do I look like a different person?
Do I look like a different guy or...
Now, could you imagine me blonde?
Yeah.
Would you be like, that's my old boss?
Or would you be like, who's this guy? Because I think I really need to be scarce soon.
Yeah, do you have some hair dye and a razor?
Right now, actually. Driving out through the picketing crowds. Poison milk. Not me. I'm just a different... I don't know what's happening in there.
I'm humble reporter.
Come on. Yeah, fuck that guy.
I got breaking news. I got to go back to my office and write this report.
That's fun.
So long, everybody. He drank the milk, though. He did drink the milk.
He drank the milk and he's fine.
And he's fine. Anyway, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I saw it. Personalized, like, license plate.
Boss.
The boss.
Was the first thing I did.
Yeah.
So look, running well in Yutani. Troubling.
Yeah.
Hard. Yeah. Hard. Difficult to do. I mean, because even like a scorched earth approach, you're still going to be a bunch of aliens flirting around.
I got to leave so much destruction in my wake wherever I go.
Like, if your intention was to clean up Weyland Yutani, that sounds like arsake.
Yeah, just insurmountably difficult. I don't think I can do it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Boy Brain Collection over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. What's in the collection, I hear you ask? Why, it's a monthly bonus episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions not important enough to be heard by the general public, and our monthly What If show, where we answer the very important questions posed by Marvel Comics back in 1977. But that's not all. You also get access to Jackson Bailey Spooks America, where Jackson and his good friends try to solve unsolved mysteries with little to no success twice a month. That's 4 episodes every month, giving you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. Just head to the link in the show notes or search for Bad Brain Boys on Apple Podcasts to start your free trial today and start your journey to smooth brain bliss. Once again, that's Bad Brain Boys on Apple Podcasts.
I think also running a company, a certain chicken shop.
Oh,
certain...
yeah. Seems easy.
Yeah, easy. Well, you sell chicken, you sell chips.
You
yeah.
think that's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I was to say running a certain chicken shop in a Breaking Bad universe, Los Pollos Hermanos situation,
I think, look,
that would be very terrifying under a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
So, question one.
Yeah.
I have seen Breaking Bad. That's not a question.
Yeah.
Is, because Gus Fring, yeah, it's his
yeah.
business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is
yeah.
he using it as a drug front, or is that just a separate thing he's doing?
Both.
Yeah, it's a bit of both.
It's a bit of
so
both.
So that's, first I mean, off, Tab is running two businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. First off, I in here either I come in after Gus Fring gets blown up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
he
I'm
gets
like,
half-guyed.
Oh, no. This is interesting. First
somehow
off,
you were just like, for whatever legal loophole Gus Fring needed.
Assistant manager that day.
Yeah, he's promoted. Now you're the CEO of Los Palos
Hermanos. Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, first off, I need to come to terms with like the bad PR that we are.
Does Gus Fring get found out?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not
eating chicken, or maybe I definitely am eating chicken tied to a massive meth ring.
He gets blowed up, and then everyone's like, why did he get blowed up? And I'm assuming from there it gets later found out. Plus there was that guy in, was it Sweden?
Yeah.
Who was like, makes a thing for Gus.
Like I think it's just so funny thing. If you don't know why he got blown up, but every employee gets like a letter. Unfortunately, the CEO blowed up. You are now the CEO.
Yeah.
Please find attached diagram of how he got blowed up. As you can see, he's half guy.
Oh. I think actually running it after he gets blowed up actually may be a little easier than if running it whilst Gus was still alive.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, you're selling meth or you're dead.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Or you don't know and then suddenly...
Yeah,
also...
but you're just running a chicken shop otherwise.
Yeah.
You're just running a chicken shop that happens to be full of shady characters, but you've got no idea.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, yeah, I guess that's just our personal brand.
And you're probably safe in the chicken shop because Gus Fring's good to his employees.
He is, yeah. But his enemies are not.
That's true. Oh, another car exploded in the parking lot. Why does that always happen?
Yeah. It's real. It's also like people... I don't want to profile,
yeah.
But they look like they are from the cartel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're always just, there's always, it's a full car.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're always looking at us.
Yeah, they're always.
And then exploding.
Can't be what is meant to happen in a regular chicken shop. So, okay, so you're imagining running the chicken shop in the, so, because like post Gus Fring,
I got a problem of a bit of a PR incident.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a bit of a, yes, the founder of this company was, yes, you're correct.
He was a drug lord.
Yes, he was a drug lord. Yes, he used also this company to smuggle drugs across the border.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm not denying that.
Yes, I understand that perhaps there might currently be drugs in some barrels of chicken that I have yet to investigate.
There's a chance the chicken you're eating, is contaminated with methamphetamines.
I understand this. Of course there is. And I understand that this has like left a lot of...
It's a bad taste in people's
mouths. Yeah, we've got a loss of that goodwill
that
Gus did when everyone didn't know he was dealing drugs, and he donated a lot of money to schools and hospitals and the kind.
Yeah.
Can we get that back? We need some money. No? Yeah, that's gone?
We're tanking. That's gone? We're struggling.
Okay. I just wanted to ask that question. Can you make sure that that's not... We're not live, right?
we're live.
Because I don't want that question to be... Okay, never mind.
Okay. Well, it was good chicken.
It was good chicken.
Right? Everybody liked the Los Palos Hermanos chicken, so...
Yeah.
Like,
it's tasty chicken.
If you found out right now that like a chicken restaurant that you went to... What used to be owned by some kind of drug lord. Would that stop you eating there?
No.
How far back?
Last week? No.
How far back is okay?
See,
last year.
I'm fine with last week.
He's
yesterday,
fine with last week.
Probably not.
See, I reckon maybe like for a general public, you almost need like a decade.
Oh, nah, I don't think so.
Because there's all the rumors and stuff about, like, you know, when I was in high school, KFC being founded by, you know, someone who had connections with more, like, you know, the KKK.
Yes, absolutely.
And then people were slitting the chicken.
Yeah.
Good chicken.
People will eat the, you know, you get the art and the artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gus Fring's the chicken artist. The chicken is the art. Sometimes you got to separate the art from the artist.
All right. That's a good press release.
Yeah.
Look, we here believe that you need to separate.
Yeah.
The art from the artist.
Exactly.
And just like how most artists are terrible.
Yeah.
The founder of our company, Los Polos Hermanos,
yeah,
Gus Fring. Terrible man.
Terrible man.
But you cannot deny the chicken, that he made good chicken.
The chicken is good.
The chicken's very good.
Yeah, so I think.
So maybe.
But that's post-Gus Fring.
That's post-Gus Fring.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely, you are coming back, like, you know, you can bounce back from that.
Yeah.
During
Gus Fring.
Terrifying under two, like, because one, you either know.
Yeah.
And then you got to keep your mouth fucking shut.
Well, because, like, if you want to go down that route. Or root,
yeah.
Whichever
whatever you prefer, whatever
that
your
actually unfolds in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you remember correctly, which I now do because I just quickly read it.
The synopsis of the entire Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it was a quick, I managed to do it pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Gus dies.
Yeah.
Then there's like a lot of employees that are still floating around.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, that's okay, because Mike, who also worked for Gus, Mike is paying Bementrow. Them off for silence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
then Mike gets caught.
Yeah.
Mike gets named and Walt kills Mike.
Yeah.
And then Walt then orders every single former employee of Gus to be killed in prison. Remember that scene?
Yeah, well, in prison, I remember that.
But Sam is not going to prison for flipping bird.
That was like Gus Fring's side hustle, main hustle. But was there a humble chicken cook being sent to jail?
To what you didn't do anything wrong.
I just
slung chicken, right?
You were just slinging chicken. I just made chicken. I had no idea.
Well, isn't there a scene in Breaking Bad during Gus Fring? I think it's, or maybe it's even Better Call Saul, where Gus Fring, while he's running, he's still alive, and somebody comes to the chicken shop and is like, where's Gus Fring? And the employee's like, I don't know, he's not here. He just runs it. Who are you? So, like, you know, there's the fear of getting confronted by one of Gus's enemies who...
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, it's scary. It's,
yeah, look, like, you know, it's Lalo, I think his name is.
Yeah,
he,
yeah.
He has no regard for the sanctity that is.
Because that's a kind of weird thing as well. Yeah, a lot of the criminals are like, the chicken shop is neutral ground.
Yeah.
We would never attack Gus Fring in his chicken shop.
The tricky thing is, though, and I don't know if this changes anything, and I know we've already sort of been taking this approach, but the chicken shop... is started by Gus as a front. Like, at no point was it ever just a chicken shop.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I'm
that
aware.
Does make a trick, because it would be different if Gus Fring bought a KFC, for instance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then started using that. So it's just that one. But yeah.
That's true. But
Los Polos
is,
Hernandez was started by Gus.
But does
Gus
the general public know
guy.
This?
No.
I don't think so.
But
so we don't have to lean in. We can.
But his enemies do.
How much of Los Polos Hermanos was successful because it was a front for methamphetamines or just on its own merit?
Yeah, because they were franchising. Now, were they franchising because
they needed to distribute
chicken
meth
was good, or because they needed to distribute more meth everywhere? Now,
after Fring's death, the chain was closed.
Oh, hey.
So, well, Zabit's taken over it, so... Yeah. Or was it closed by the police?
Because if you come in and, like, take over that, and imagine if, like, say, no one found out about the fact that the connection there, then you are suddenly being like, I'm going to run a chicken franchise. It's fantastic. I'm overseeing the distribution of so much meth.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's scary, because Gus dies, but not everybody that you, knows that...
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of meth heads coming into your...
Fring kept the restaurants themselves clean of any business related to the drugs.
Okay.
That's good, all the distribution places were full of meth. Including, like, their chicken farms.
Yes.
Their trucks that were delivering
stuff.
Oh,
that's right, yeah.
Okay, so we've had to sever some ties with our previous distributors of chicken.
Yeah, good luck.
There's a...
We are nice
paper announcement. Los Polos Hermanos is separating ties with previous distributors. Second day, Joel Zammit, new CEO of Los Polos Hermanos, found dead.
Yeah. Head cut off, replaced by a chicken.
I think it's so funny to go to these distributors and be like, hi, we're just picking... I know you used to give us meth, but we just want the chicken.
You can keep the meth.
You can keep the meth. Honestly, we just want the chicken. Well, that's not worth it on our end. Uh-oh. was really counting on it.
Really hoping you're happy do with the meth. You can keep the meth. You can do whatever you want.
Well, no, we don't. We've got enough meth. We need to distribute the methamphetamines.
Well, yeah, I can't. I don't really know how to sell.
I know how to sell chicken.
Chicken. You know, I don't know if you know this.
You just put up a sign and you say, I've got good chicken.
Yeah. Chicken kind of sells itself, to be honest.
Yeah, get in the chicken game
There's a big market for chicken.
There's a big market. Yeah, that's why I looked at the numbers before I bought, and there were a lot of people buying a lot of chicken.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but there's actually more people on Earth that eat chicken than smoke meth.
So what if we tipped some of that meth down the drain?
We just pivoted to chicken. We just farmed chickens.
Chicken's sort of the meth of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, you can do so much. Like,
people say they're addicted to chicken.
Yeah, I do.
I say it all the time.
I'm like, you buy as much chicken. It's like eating the crack of the animal world, I say.
Crack of the farm! I eat chicken.
I just finished my little popcorn chicken.
I call them little crack chicken.
I just finished my KFC Zinger burger, and boy, howdy, I could eat a second and a third because I'm a full on addicted.
I'd sell my kid for some chicken right now.
Yeah, you know.
That's what people say, right? Yeah. It wrecks their lives. Right? Chicken wrecks their lives.
Eat so much chicken, my teeth fall out or something.
Right? Are you trying to convince me that chicken is meth right now? I don't know what I'm doing, dude. I feel like I'm seconds away from being shot in the fucking nuts.
I just want to sell chicken.
You're a dead dog.
And I can clearly see you both have, like, everyone here has guns.
Yeah, the reason you're not dead is we just want to see what the hell else you're going to say.
And the moment that...
The moment it stops being mildly
entertaining,
we're
going to shoot you in the nuts.
Yeah, I figured it's funny.
Every single person in this room has a gun pointed squarely at your nuts.
Yeah. I don't know this about me, but I really like my nuts.
Okay.
That's right.
We assume everyone we shoot in the nuts likes their nuts.
Yeah.
But if they didn't like their nuts, then it wouldn't be a punishment.
I see. You really like your nuts. We really like being rich from selling meth that you're not going to be distributing anymore.
You can distribute meth through the chicken shop if you want to turn them into. If you want to do that.
Well, like, I guess if you want to. If we need to distribute meth. I guess send it our way.
How are you buying the meth?
I
don't just give it to you.
That's
not how it works.
Well, I mean, they do.
Yeah.
Because the distribution's already in place, and then I just owe the money.
Yeah, that's
it's not like, because if I had to buy it, I just wouldn't buy it, and then we're great. To be honest.
That's not the situation here.
That was the situation. I'd be a happy business owner.
Situation is Jill Zabit looks in the back of the fucking chicken shop at the fucking piles of methamphetamines he hasn't sold yet.
Yeah, and I have to sell them.
Oh, I wish I was selling
only... How much do I owe you? Oh, millions!
Meth's expensive.
The punishment is what? Oh!
Shut the nuts.
By all 14 guys in this room?
Ooh, mama, okay. That's spicy.
That's going to obliterate more than just my nuts, I think.
I have a question. If I shave my head, you reckon you know me?
You're shifty characters. Yeah. Do you know how to... Not for me.
Do you know how to burn down a building and look like no one survived?
Yeah, change your identity. Yeah. Not for me. Not for me. I'm good for it.
You've guys probably got some like a dead guy that my shape.
Yeah, right?
Lying around?
Are you asking us to help you fake
to get out of the money
you owe us?
I wouldn't dream of it.
That would be bananas.
That would be, but if you were to like fake dental records.
We're all friends here now.
We're all friends. I'm selling your meth. Not yet, but I will.
I owe you $1 million.
Yeah, but you'll get it. I'm good for it.
I'm good. I'm so good.
And, you know, $1 million, or just putting this on the table, don't have to take it, but like free chicken, whatever you want. Chicken's the crack of the farm.
That's what people say.
Don't have to take it, but I mean, in time, that would come up to $1 million.
Yeah.
How much chicken do you think I'm buying? It's good chicken.
It's so good.
Really good chicken. Really,
try like go real ham on chicken just to kind of match the bait, like any kind
burger.
Of meth sales.
Chicken burger's like $12.
Welcome to Los Palos Hermanos. Would you like a chicken burger? Why? Yes, that's $30. You could upgrade for a large meal for $103. It's a bargain.
This is the most expensive. It's good, better be good.
It's the best thing you've ever had. That's why how we can have these prices so expensive.
Tell me, if you take a bite of this chicken, you're not instantly satisfied.
I guess if you mix the meth into the chicken.
Yeah, I imagine I'm putting in the batter.
I really need some chicken. Yeah, right
this
now.
Chicken actually tastes really bad, but it's made me very quick.
What if you put.
My face is itchy. Bugs, maybe.
Yeah, there's been like a surge in people consuming meth, but not how you would imagine.
Los Palos, there's no bugs in the chicken, but the chicken puts bugs in you. Los Palos Amados is the most bafflingly successful chicken shop in the world.
I hate these bugs. Om nom 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 nom.
They taste like shit. Om nom 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 nom. I can never leave.
I'm going to go kill the president.
The guys at the distribution center being like, I guess you did it. And also maybe you were right about chicken being the crack of the farm.
You people doubted me.
So am I not safe? Well, yeah, for this now. Month.
This month?
Yeah, it's an ongoing partnership.
Well, it's not just a one-off. What?
Just dabbing the sweat on my brow. Oh, God.
Eating a chicken burger at the same time, getting high on your own supply.
Never good.
Wow, yeah, okay. That seemed like it went really wrong.
Yeah, quickly. I was imagining afterwards it'd be kind of easy because it's a PR nightmare, but not distribution.
No, they
don't want you to sell your meth.
They do need that meth sold, and someone's going to do it. Yeah.
Both of yours pretty convoluted.
Okay.
Good choices though. I will say, well done. Appreciate it. I've just gone pretty simple. Yeah. Running whatever. I don't even know if it's got a company name. Running Cruella DeVille's business. I don't really want to be the face of a company that kills dogs.
Okay. You know what? 101 Dalmatians dead, and then your face is like a GQ fucking magazine cover.
Dog coat cunt.
Whoa! They really printed cunt on this. GQ magazine.
People, well, that's broken. It's really upsetting that they've made history by putting cunt on the front cover of GQ, but it's worse that it's now associated with me killing 101 dogs.
Seems like has happened is that Cruella DeVille has predicted there's going to be some backlash, and she's hired you without your knowledge of what it's going to be.
It's like, hired you, or you've bought the company, and there was a sneaky clause that you didn't really read, Cruella, has to keep making clothes out of dog leather.
Cruella, I've actually really been keen to get into the fashion business, so I'm happy to purchase...
Yeah.
You?
Anything you make? And what will you be making next? Yeah. Well, first I'm going to skin 101 dogs. That's interesting.
Dogs we...
this is a crazy question. Humanely?
Like dogs that would be being put down anyway.
No. My employees, family dogs.
Bad dogs or something.
Well, not all of them. That is often a confusion amongst casual dog
lovers.
Dog loving movie watchers.
Yeah. I think killing any dogs is bad, Cruella.
But about 101 to turn into a goat.
A lot of dogs. And then
but 101 like fully grown dogs.
That's a lot of
wrong.
Okay.
Two or three fully grown ones, the rest puppy because the skin's better.
Puppies, you say?
Yeah.
Look, we're on the awful scale.
Yeah.
We were pretty high. Now.
Didn't realize we could get higher.
Yeah.
It's funny as well if it's you on a GQ cover because that means there's an interview in there.
So, how do you feel about this range? Well, it's definitely ruined my life.
Would you say by endorsing Cruella's range, you also are endorsing the death of dogs? Not on purpose.
For fashion.
For fashion for no reason other than fashion?
Yeah, so the topic of fast fashion and the impact it has on the environment has often been up for the debate recently and how it's, definitely destroying the world.
Yeah.
Fast fashion, general consensus, is bad. Fast fashion that actively kills 101 dogs is worse.
What if you turned it around? So fast fashion, terrible. But you know people aren't going to be thrown away anytime soon? A coat made from genuine 100% dog leather.
Could you spin it? Can you spin the 101 Dalmatian coat? Yeah.
I've slowed fashion down.
Sell me this coat.
Yeah. Well,
the statement we are making is that fashion is really fucked up and you should all just not buy clothes ever because dogs get killed.
We believe here that everyone should hang dong. And a way to emphasize, may I ask, what is the difference between a jacket made from leather, a cow, versus jacket made from leather, a dog?
It's funny to imagine. Hmm? Is there any difference?
Is there any difference?
Well, yes. One's a pet. You can have a cow as a pet.
You can have a pet cow if you want.
Someone works on a farm, can't they? Pets and cows?
No, those cows are to be slaughtered.
Well, what's the difference? I bred these dogs to be slaughtered.
Yeah.
But
you didn't. We know that you didn't, but we could have.
Who told you? Who told you?
Just any of you getting a cow to have as a pet to prove a point? There's no difference between a cow and a dog.
Come on, Betsy, up! Ooh!
Oh, fuck! Well, obviously, I can't pick up the cow, but I was...
But she knows some tricks. Sit, good cow.
It doesn't always do it, but
just stand there and do cow weird cow shit.
Do one of your weird cow shits. Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah. This is like a dog. So funny as well to imagine a mirror of me drinking alien milk where they're like, well, if they're the same, you'll drink some dog milk, right? Yeah. No difference.
Yeah, I would love to.
What's the difference between a dog's milk and a cow's milk? No difference.
Slaughtered pets.
They're both pets. You drink your milk from your pet cow, so it's fine to drink your milk from your pet dog.
I'm gonna milk this dog in front of you, right?
Picking up a little dog like like a little fluffy something. Bon appetit.
This tastes oily.
Tastes delicious. Same thing to me, so it doesn't matter that we
killed this. This all happened in my GQ interview.
Mr. Dusha then proceeded to pick up the small dog that had been running around his lounge room the entire interview.
Well, you will love to know that I just did a quick Google search of what does dog milk taste like. And based on people's experiments, dog milk tastes somewhat sweeter than cow's milk.
Maybe you'll get hooked.
Smoother. Whiter in color. And the taste reminds some people of a milkshake. So maybe we should be milking these dogs.
Maybe you'll pivot the company entirely.
I'm panicking and suck on it. The dog, and I'm like, wait.
This is awesome.
Stop killing the dogs, but not for the reason you think.
This GQ reporter.
Okay. John Summer's going to accidentally make himself sick, I reckon.
Yeah.
topdogtips.com.
Yeah.
The headline is dog milk for babies, good or bad?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say bad.
Yeah, I'm going to hazard a guess say bad too.
Twist is good.
Dog's milk has a very bad taste. They have too many nipples.
That's so funny because then the other article be like, dog milk's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's like more milky than regular milk.
Yeah.
So, I guess there's differing opinion on the taste of dog milk.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's a lot of different freaks out there.
Yeah. Okay.
No one's accidentally drinking dog's milk.
Well, I mean, hey, you know what? The heat's on you. Okay, you were perhaps the most loathed man in the fashion industry.
Yeah.
But you're doing your job because the heat's not on Cruella.
Everyone's was that my job?
Yeah, well, you're owning the company, so you're leaning in.
Yeah,
our sales
high. Yeah, are you
well,
selling?
Well, there's one coat and my employee wears it.
So are you using this to try and make more, get like interest and attention so then you can make more dog coat?
Well, you're just trying to get interest and attention on Cruella, who's the artist, so that she has enough money enough opportunity to
so
make.
So then I fucked it because all attention's on me.
Cruella's like, fires you and you're like, I drank dog milk and defended dog slaughter for fucking nothing.
I've ruined my entire life.
What? Yeah. You could always pivot to be like, yes, we are using dog leather, but the cut of the design.
Yeah, how good is it, though?
I'm just trying to lean in and lean out at the same time.
It's bad we use dogs, but it does look good.
It looks good. It feels good. It's a crime. All fashion's bad.
But anyway, have you touched this coat?
Yeah, it doesn't feel, it doesn't look, it is
ethically, we should all be hanging dong, but obviously...
that, we can't.
We can't.
What if you
where this dog goes?
What if you leaned into Dalmatians being a stupid dog that we hate?
It was an accident,
and that we really shouldn't be pure, like purebreds. It's not good.
We like, tried to turn this tragedy into fashion.
And at the facility. We have a dog. We have a dog, a coat machine.
Yeah. And it turns out that.
Okay.
Dogs are.
They, very clumsy.
Dalmatians wanted to die.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was thinking more of the. As opposed to a dog being so stupid it ran into a coat machine. To be just like, maybe we shouldn't be breeding Dalmatians. Maybe purebreds are not good. We should be. This is actually a statement about factory farming.
Yeah. That, you, but any statement, they're going to be like, but you killed 101 dogs. Yeah, to prove a point.
To prove a point. Sometimes to prove a point, you got to crack a few eggs.
Are you familiar with the trolley problem?
Uh-huh.
So there's 101 dogs tied on one side of the track.
Yep.
And fashions on the other.
So, shouldn't it be fashion? Shouldn't you killed 101 dogs? Wait, no, swapped them.
No, wait, no, hang
so
on.
So instead of killing 101 dogs, you killed fashion, but that's not true either because you killed 101 dogs.
Okay, so it's a trolley problem. It's a trolley problem.
Yeah.
There's 101 dogs and fashion on the same side.
What's on the other side?
Puppy mills, right?
Yeah, puppy mills.
So to not kill puppy mills, you killed 101 dogs.
And fashion.
So do you save?
No. So on one side of the track is 101 dogs, then it's fashion, then it's puppy mill. So that's all on one side.
It's all on one.
So you just did it. You just.
And on the other side, it's teaching the world a lesson.
So you didn't teach the world a lesson.
No! Okay, teaching the world a lesson is also on that side.
It's not so much the trolley problem.
It's a trolley problem.
I don't think it's a trolley problem at all.
It's more of does the means justify the ends,
all
right?
The other dogs are on the other side of the track.
So and then you saved the other dogs.
To kill 101 dogs,
or you
fashion
could,
and puppy mills.
Or you could kill every other dog to save these dogs. That
yeah, that's the option you're giving us?
Yeah.
Are you saying that's the option the world had?
That was the option the world had, yes.
So all the other dogs would have died if you didn't kill these 101
yeah, with
dogs.
Time.
If you didn't have this coat.
Well, in time, all the dogs would have died.
Okay.
Every dog in the world currently will be dead in 25 years. Yeah, they might have had more dogs, but
those
that's
dogs
true.
Will be dead. So, and how does that justify killing 101 dogs?
Because I stopped fashioning puppy farms.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know if you heard about my trolley problem, but yeah, I did.
There's no more puppy farms.
Done and dusted.
Every coat sold, we will put that money to.
So you're going to be slaughtering more than 101?
No.
Puppy. The next coats will be made of a dog we'll you be- all like less?
It will be ethically killed dogs.
Misunderstanding and thinking it's because everyone loves Dalmatians. Yes. It'll be Chinese crusts?
It'll be...
Tell me when, Kelpie?
Poodles, Labradors, Wiener dogs.
Great day.
We don't want any dog to die. Ooh, give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
Your notes are just a list of dogs.
All right. Next page.
Cats.
Persian cats?
No pets.
Rats, so not
but
rabbits.
All animals are pets.
I got budgies.
1,001 birds.
What about birds? Can we slaughter birds?
You could slaughter chickens.
Chicken coat.
Cruella, we need a chicken coat. What have you been doing out there?
You will not believe. I think the press conference is going okay. I know the GQ interview was not really what we wanted.
You drank a dog.
I did drink a dog. Yes, Cruella. Yeah. Yes, I did.
It was
to prove a point.
Did you prove the point?
I believe that came through in the interview. Yes.
Yeah, there are certain forums on certain parts in the internet that definitely agree with me.
On my side, I would say it's pretty. It's
like people, yeah, like old debates, Cruella, others.
People talking about
it. It's 50-50.
Some people are in my corner.
That's not how debates work. Or not every debate is 50-50.
It's 50-50.
Yeah, this one is.
Yeah.
So you got to make a chicken coat, then I think we're in the clear.
Yeah, then I think we've made it. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, you make a chicken coat. That's good. I think if we make 6 chicken coats, we can definitely make at least 1 more dog coat.
We just got to figure out the math. We got to thread the needle, Cruella.
I don't want a chicken coat nor another dog coat.
Well, what do you want?
What's next, Cruella?
Yeah, what is next, Cruella?
Yeah, well, just that's waiting the thing. On bated breath for her to say, like, I don't know, I'm thinking of making a kind of, I guess, some kind of vest. A boy vest.
Out of boys.
And I was thinking orphans.
Got an idea for an orphan boy chest.
Yeah.
What do we think? Okay. Don't know if I can sell that, Cruella. Struggled to sell the dog one, so.
We've got our new announcement. Orphan boy vest.
Is that vest for orphan boys?
No.
Or is it?
Is it the horrifying alternative to that?
Well, there's one word that I will say alternative.
Okay.
It is an alternative to that, yes.
So it's the...
Who provides love in the world? And I've just written families. Families! And if there's no love...
Yeah?
Underline. Does it matter if they go?
Are you saying that children who have lost their parents are unloved?
I'm just going back to underlining families.
If they got their parents, then what the hell's the point?
So that's a yes. That's a
that's
yes.
That's a yes. You're killing.
You're saying.
Well, I don't like saying to, much like with passion. No, like yeah, it's not just like black and white or yes and no.
Okay, so in the trolley problem, who's on the other track?
Yeah.
So this little boy's
yeah
and fashion
on
they're
the
on
same?
The same side.
Okay.
And there's
families.
Yeah, adoption agencies and families on the other side.
So to avoid...
And then I'm underlining families again. to save families, we're making this vest.
Is it made from one little boy? Because the only person that could probably wear this is another little boy.
Give me 1 second.
Cruella, how many... It's probably going to be six little boys, give or take.
Not one, but not 101. A mere six orphan boys.
Pivot to be like, that's not that many.
can you even name six little orphan boys?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be better to get them adopted? Or
I don't know if you're familiar with... And then flipping over the... page, yeah. I'm like, it's a trolley problem. So as you can see, six little orphan boys.
Okay.
I've crossed out the one and written six next to it. And then you see this is six boys.
Sure.
And fashion are on the same side. But on the other side, adoption and family.
So you're killing fashion and little boys.
Yeah. Families and to show adoption is better.
How does this demonstrate
that?
Well, it's basically when you see the vest, you're going to think about the fact that, well, you're not going to think about the fact it's sad because that would wreck the
vest.
I'm going
to be traumatized. Yeah,
no, because it's going to look great. You're going to think about maybe, you're not going to think about injustices because that implies that this is an injustice, which it's not. It's not.
This is fine.
It's just a trolley problem.
just
fast fashion. That's the problem.
Okay, yeah, well, you struggled. Yeah. We all retire to an early grave one way or the other, whether it's a heart attack or killed by the cartel, I think.
Or turn into an alien.
Yeah, or face-hugged to death. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think any of us actually managed to run the company at all, but we were right.
Well,
they
in my
hard.
Situation...
Yeah.
Cruella did get that dog coat.
Yeah, she got it out. That's right.
Which is not something she ever achieved in her actual life.
Yeah.
So I guess you did kill those dogs.
Win?
Or lose.
It was hard.
Yeah.
And now dog killer cunt is my legacy. Yeah. I'm on magazines.
Yeah.
You're on magazines. I'm in a shallow grave.
Yeah.
And
there's a very stupid xenomorph roaming around
that's
somewhere.
Nice to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what we could take away from this is we did it. Yeah, another perfect episode
Nailed
of Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel. Give us a company and we can tell you how we run it.
I'll tell you a great company that we run, Sans Pants Radio. Am I right?
Yeah. All of our fans are the specialist fans. There is.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.